anything like that.
No, I'm sorry.
K3.
All right, we're on K3.
Yeah.
Update on ordinance, that's right. Update on chapter 27. Who's going to give this update?
There's no text.
There's not a lot of us to volunteer tonight. I don't know what's happening.
Well, one thing, Mayor and Council asked how other cities do this process.
Yes.
And one thing we did check in was a couple other cities, notably Sandy Springs and Johns Creek. What they have in their ordinance is they do not have a community council. What they do have is they do have a 20-day announcement. They have a 300-foot radius of due mailings. That mailing must be done by the applicant rather than the city.
Hold on, Brian. Could you clarify, is this for both ZBA and for other?
This is actually only for the zoning change.
Only for zoning.
Talking about here. And then also require a sign. They don't specify the size of the sign or the size of the letter, but they do say that the applicant, again, will post the sign. And not the city. That's just what those two cities do.
Okay.
Staff's recommendation on this is to postpone 2 weeks so we can get the ZBA comments and other comments together.
Okay, and you're going to also, could y'all do the same, find out the same thing on the ZBA side? Because if you're interested on comparables on that side, Tom?
No question. I think it's a good idea. I think I'm going to move that we defer this for the next date, sir.
Right.
First meeting in October.
You got the first meeting in October, or have your work session and do it the third Monday in October.
Okay.
I'd actually probably recommend doing it the third Monday in October. We have a work session.
Have another work session in this body. Yeah.
Okay, so date certain will be the third Monday. Third Monday in October.
Okay, other questions for Brian on this?
I'll second that.
Look, if we do the third,
it's not on. Yeah,
oh, it's not.
If we do the third Monday of October, are we still in the window where the same public hearing can be used, or will we have to do another public hearing because the process stretched out too much? Do you remember?
I can't recall, but I think we're okay. With the ordinance, I do believe you have to have the public hearing in a certain amount of time. I don't think the final ratification is specified outside of the charter, and I need to look at the requirements there.
All right, you'll listen.
Okay, well, please look into that. Any other questions for Brian on this? All right, again, this is not on the agenda to read or to vote, so we don't need to officially defer it.
I think some of the earlier tonight there was some good presentations on that. I know what the state law reads, but you know, it became a state law. And whether we can divide the ZBA, one of the recommendations I had, and I talked to Robert and John the other night about this at the cult meeting, is that on the ZBA, if we can find 30 days, we gotta find it. 20 days there, then I would recommend that any hearing that comes up in front of the ZBA, and if we've got a 20-day limit on it, that if either party objects, that it would automatically be deferred until the next month. I think that gives, I think that might give some clarity to the issue, and also might give both sides, you know, the time that everybody's looking at. I think one of the things we're looking at here is the state law is 15 days, and that's the state law. So somebody has decided that that's a good time, but, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean we have to go along with it. But I firmly believe that, we need to take a look at this. 15 days is a very short time, and if you want to move it, we move it to 20 in the moving calendar, then I would strongly recommend we add some verbiage to the effect that if either party objects at the ZBA hearing, it would automatically be deferred until the next hearing. That would give, you know, the 15 to, or 20 to 20 days, and also it would give another 30 days. So that should be ample time to do a lot of things there. And when we're doing this, it should be more preference on doing it right rather than doing it quickly. And you got to remember that I think most of the things that are going to come up as I was talking to you tonight are really not going to be contentious issues. A guy needs a foot or two here or something like that. But on the contentious issues, which is a very small percentage, from what I understand, I think we can step back and let all sides have time. And what's another 30 days, in the process, if we get it right. So then, there's this perception of everybody that's sitting here tonight, I think that would satisfy all of our citizens. And again, we don't have to do it like the state does or anything else. We can have more stringent requirements.
All right.
So that would be my comment on that. And I also, while we're commenting on that, I do believe that I like the idea that came up at the work session that on the normal zoning process that the community council would be able to defer. I see nothing wrong with that. Again, we don't have to do it like anybody else does it. We can do it our way.
Okay. That's all my comments. All right. Thank you. New business resolution shared.